A state crime commission established by Attorney General Frank Kelly yesterday. The man named to head that crime commission, Detroit Police Chief of Detectives Vincent Piersanti. WKNR microphones in the Attorney General's office when Piersanti said,
"The specter of organized crime hovers over our republic like the angel of death. It affects the lives of all of our citizens, not only by virtue of the fact that it extracts huge sums of money from the mainstream of the American economy, by its participation in illegal gambling, shylocking, the illicit narcotic traffic, prostitution, and even business takeovers, but because this continuous series of lawless acts is accomplished in full public view, especially in the core areas of our large urban centers, causing a destruction of respect for law and a deterioration of regard for our fellow man."
And word from the Wayne County one-man grand juror, Judge George Bowles, his investigative staff will work closely with the Attorney General's office and the County Prosecutor's office in continuing his probe of crime and corruption in Wayne County. The grand juror, feeling his work is not finished, ordered a six-month extension of his investigation. He explained why for WKNR News.
"Well, the order itself is the language chosen, and so I shall read it. It appearing to the court that it will be impossible to fully complete the investigation of all matters unless the extension were ordered."
The grand jury probe will now run until September 1st. Costas Gus Kalakasidis charged with contempt for not answering the questions of the Bowles grand jury, despite the fact that he was granted immunity, has been sent back to the Detroit House of Correction to serve a six-month jail term. His attorney, Joseph Louis L., argued the Grecian Gardens restaurant owner immunity would not be extended to bribery charges pending against him in recorder's court.
"I understand that the United States Supreme Court says that the grant of immunity must be such, spelled out, that there can be left no question but that it constitutes an entire glove for the entire hand. And Judge Kaufman disagrees with me."
And Circuit Judge Charles Kaufman did disagree by telling WKNR News,
"Well, I'm satisfied they were protected. I'm satisfied that the grant of immunity, which he was given by the grand jury, completely replaces any rights or privileges afforded him by the Constitution."
Attorney Louis L. will take the matter to the State Court of Appeals today. Yesterday in Saginaw, Police Chief Joseph Buginski announced a solution in the case of those two double murders to be imminent. A short time later, Saginaw County Prosecutor Robert Curry imposed a news blackout. There are reports that two suspects are being held in connection with the brutal murders. The absence of U.S. air raids, Indonesia's parliament reported to have called on the Indonesian Congress to oust President Sukarno and investigate his connection with the communists. And a pro-Mao newspaper in Peking says that two officials of the Red Chinese Chemical Industry Ministry have been arrested on charges of stealing atomic secrets. WKNR Time, 7:50.
When you're driving in your car, going near or going far, I hope, hey, to Wrigley's Spearmint Gum.
WKNR weather, windy and mild, with a 30% chance of showers or snow flurries today. High 36, variable cloudiness, colder tonight, a 40% chance of flurries, low 20. Tomorrow, colder with possible flurries, wind south 14, humidity 63, WKNR temperature 29. WKNR Neighborhood Notes, Southfield Council of the Telephone Pioneers of America, presenting a fashion show and dinner Wednesday, 6:15 p.m., the new Student Center building, Mercy College, Southfield and Outer Drive. For WKNR News, Ed Mullen reporting. Here's more music with Dick Burton.